east of Papeete. Weather squally with rain. Visibility poor. Oh, blast. And find these log entries a darn sight easier, Kendall, if I'd ever learned to spell.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Were you serious, Kendall, when you said that if necessary we'd be detained at Papeete until you find the person who killed Ben Miller? Oh, don't answer. I can tell just by looking at you. Go on, clear out, and let me finish this entry.
I let myself out of the skipper's cabin and made for the bridge in the midday to four watch. At that moment, I could have done with a pep talk from Colonel Hacking. I was getting used to the sly grins of the crew and the barely veiled amusement of Major Challoner at my inability to solve the murder of Ben Miller. I followed lead after lead, only to find myself either in the position of having to make an arrest and perhaps admit later that I was wrong and have the Blake shipping line involved in all kinds of actions for damages, or else to go on waiting, hoping that the killer, for whom I was developing a healthy respect, would make a mistake. But while I stood my watch, staring out at the choppy sea and the wind-whipped white caps, the people who stood to gain by Miller's death were below decks.
You heard me, Lee. I'm being entertained charmingly by the doctor.
Miss Fedorov, Lona, was there any need for that? He's a nice boy.
Yes, he is. You are right. But I don't feel like the company of a nice boy just now. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, yes, you were telling me all about yourself.
I wasn't, you know.
Well, do.
Well, there's nothing very much to tell. I'm a doctor, and that's about it. Now, getting back to Lee, don't you think that he deserves rather better treatment than that very brusque dismissal?
Does he?
Well, I mean, if you're using me as a kind of, how do you put these things? Using me to,
make him jealous? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I don't think it'll work.
Why not?
Ah, then you are.
No.
Oh. Oh, well, if you want to go after him, I'll be quite comfortable with these magazines.
Martin, that's not very nice of you.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Will you please try to understand that I came in here to the lounge because I wanted to talk to you?
I'm very grateful.
You say that as if you were so very, very old and I was so very young.
You are, surely.
Oh, there you are, you see? It's taken a little time, but now you're even passing compliments.
Oh, am I? another cigarette?
No, thanks.
May I?
Do. Oh, I like talking to you, Martin. I'm enjoying myself at the moment more than I have since we left Sydney.
Yes, you're a very sweet child, but I do wish I knew what was behind all this.
Oh, I'm not a child, and there's nothing behind it. Who do you think it was, Martin?
Now, if you really mean that you're enjoying this chat, I'm hanged if I'm going to spoil it by talking about what happened to poor Miller.
Very well, the subject is closed. But I wish Mr. Kendall would hurry up and find the man.
Well, whoever it was has been very clever, Ilona. Finding him isn't going to be easy. Yes, you know, there was a time when you seemed to think that I might be responsible, wasn't there?
Not really. But you seemed so withdrawn, so completely out of it all. And when you admitted that you had been in England when this man Slavin was killed, I wanted to make you feel as uneasy as I felt myself.
You did?
I'm very, very sorry now. Isn't it odd that we were all there? All of us except Miller.
The subject's closed, remember? I shall want to remember this conversation, so let it be only about the present thing.
And you're still of the same mind, Sharon, about this ridiculous business of going off to fend for yourself?
I am, Father.
Oh.
I think you'd better listen to me.
I'm finished listening, Father. If you don't mind, I'd rather like to write some letters.
Squad dismissed, eh? Sharon, I realize I've been pretty difficult on occasion, but... Well, I don't think it's been as bad as you make out, now, has it?
To know that you hated me?
Now, listen.
To know that you think I'd accuse you of murder?
I didn't mean that.
To listen to your rudeness day after day? To have people feel sorry for me because I have to put up with you? Oh, no, Father, it hasn't been unpleasant at all. Not a bit. That's why I don't intend to stand it any longer. Father, please leave my cabin.
If you think I'm going to take that kind of talk from the girl who... Sharon, I came in here to apologize.
To what? You, Father?
I had a talk with Dr. Lawler, and it wouldn't have been so bad if you hadn't looked so much like her, Sharon. I think that's the thing that hurts most.
I'm me, Father. I'm not a reincarnation of anyone. Now, please. Who is it?
Me, Blake, Miss Chalmers.
Oh, Mr. Blake. Well,
Don't let me interrupt your plan, Sharon.
Father,
knowing how I feel about that fellow, do you have to entertain him?
I didn't even know Lee Blake was... Oh, what's the use? But since you choose to think I asked Lee to my cabin, I do have to entertain him. Come in, Lee.
Miss Challoner, the rain seems to have cleared and... Oh, Major.
But what are your intentions towards my daughter, Blake?
What?
Father, please.
Perhaps you're the reason for this newfound independence of hers. Sneaking down here to see her when you were sure that I was out of the way.
Now,
that
listen, Challoner.
Knowing that I disapprove of you. Is that why you tried to strike up a conversation with me on deck this morning? Thought it might make it easier for you if you were on the right side of me, eh, Blake?
Mr. Blake, I'm terribly sorry.
Yes, I can see it. The whole thing. Persuading my daughter to stand up to me.
If you were a younger man, I'd like nothing better than to beat the tar out of you, Major. I came to see Miss Challoner to ask her if she'd care to join me on deck now the rain has cleared. If you must know, the only reason I knocked on that door was because I felt sorry for your daughter. And having just been stood up, I felt kind of sorry for myself. Sorry, Miss Challoner. Get along.
No, don't go, please. My father's just leaving. Aren't you, Father?
Sharon, if you intend to be even halfway civil to this ship-jumping... I wouldn't mind betting now that he's the murderer who killed Miller. That he's responsible for all the trouble on this ship. When my daughter needs someone like you to feel sorry for her, Blake, then... Yes, Sharon, I am leaving. And you watch yourself, Blake. Just watch yourself, that's all.
Major, before you go, let's get one thing straight. I'm sorry for your daughter because of you. There is no other reason. Yeah, well, I guess after that you'd rather I just took myself off. Must be losing my touch, I guess. I seem to be doing all the wrong things today.
On the contrary, Mr. Blake, I'm very grateful. And if you meant it about going up on deck, I'd be delighted.
You call yourself a policeman, Kendall? You come and tell me some rigmarole about Interpol and you can't even find the killer who's stalking the decks of my ship.
Listen, Skipper.
I've been sitting here the whole afternoon trying to work it out. All I do is finish up with a splitting headache. If Scotland Yard and Interpol couldn't find Slavin's killer in England, what makes them think that one man can do what they failed to do? You know, I'm beginning to think you want us to be holed up in Papeete. I'm beginning to think that... Oh, I'm sorry, Kendall, but I don't know which way to turn. It's bad enough having to carry passengers at all, but when one of them's stupid enough to get himself killed, then I give up. After this, the Tangmar goes back to cargo.
I came to see you, Captain Goddard, to ask your assistance. I spent the afternoon watch working out a plan that might lead us to the man or woman we want.
Why didn't you say so?
What is it? This. Supposing this unknown killer was told that I knew who the killer was and that I intended to make an arrest tonight.
Well, how do you propose to do that?
Well, that's up to you, Skipper. If it comes from you and the word is spread around that I'm in my cabin writing out a report on the whole thing, I think our killer might show up.
you'd be prepared to do that?
We're up against a situation that calls for drastic action, Captain Goddard.
It's just after 5. Supposing you start spreading the word now.
Am I supposed to know who it is?
No, I've kept it even from you. Mm-hmm. But the report I'm working on is for Interpol, for Colonel Hacking.
You want me to broadcast that too?
If the murderer we're looking for thinks that he's been tricked, then he might show his hand. If he hears from the captain that the first officer is really an Interpol agent, I think he might panic, try something desperate.
You're taking a risk, lad.
And not before time.
What happens when you get back to England and Colonel Hacking finds you let everyone on board know that you're with Interpol?
Well, providing I take back the killer of Slavin and Miller, he's likely to leap across his desk and kiss me. At least give me my overdue leave.
Well, I think you ought to have someone in your cabin with you.
No, thanks. I want to be there alone. Don't worry, Captain Goddard. I can handle it.
All right. You're in your cabin and you intend making the arrest tonight. You're writing out a report for Colonel Hacking of Interpol.
That's it.
All right, Kendall. If it means not being held up in Papeete, I'm with you. I'll start spreading the glad tidings now.
Matter of days from Papeete, and the Tang Ma was scheduled for Jamaica. There was no more time to waste. To catch a murderer, I had to bluff my way to the person I sought in this passage of the Tang Ma.